Welcome to CommBank Today. My name is Danny John, and I'm joined for today's podcast by Monique McLeod, CBA's Chief Marketing Officer, to talk about trust, reputation, the importance of brands in these challenging times, and what they mean to customers and the broader community. Mon, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Danny.
How important is it for a brand like CBA's to step up in these very challenging times?
Danny, it's so important. If you think right back to the roots of the CommBank brand originally back in 1911, we had a real purpose of being a bank for all Australians, a bank for business and a bank for the country, as we've heard. And it's really important we carry that legacy forward of needing to be there for customers during challenging times. And I think we've done that incredibly well over the last year in particular, as we've struggled with, you know, bushfires, drought, and now the pandemic. So the banks really had to stand up, and I think we've done that well, and customers are really starting to feel that from us, which is great.
You've mentioned there the historic legacy of the CBA. We are considered to be part of the fabric of the country. So therefore, you would expect us to actually play a very important part, wouldn't you, in regards to getting through these troubled times, but also having some kind of hope for the future.
That's absolutely right, Danny. CommBank is a very iconic Australian brand. It's very well known. We have been around for a long time, and people really understand and have expectations of how we'll respond in times like these. But I think really importantly, it's also about people look to us for helping solve things, for solutions, for hope, and for also kind of really providing some optimism and a view of a way forward. Because whenever we've got challenging times like this, it's about coming together and really kind of building on the spirit of what people do in times like that, you know, resilience, etc. So they also really look to brands to do that, to help them kind of see that future path and the way out of challenging times like we're in at the moment.
Now, we often hear the words or the phrase, a brand is what a brand does. Mm-hmm. Is this very much how it is epitomised when it comes to talking about a brand and what a bank like us does?
Absolutely. And I think that sentiment has never been more important than over the last few years and now as well. If you think about some of the issues that we've had and the challenges reputationally and how we've needed to earn back customers' trust, then what's been so critical is that, it's about deeds and the actions that we take and how we show up, the experience that we provide. And so really leaning into that has been incredibly important. And I think we're starting to see that customers can really see that we've got a great role to play in actually helping through these times. So for us, it is very much about deeds, and actions, not just words. But at the same time, how we show up in terms of our identity and what we say needs to marry with what people are also wanting to hear and to see from us as an organisation.
Now, you've mentioned a really critical word there, trust. Mm-hmm. We've gone through some very, very tough times ourselves as an organisation. How hard a battle has it been to start restoring trust in those circumstances?
Mm. What's been really important, as we talked about before, is it's about delivering and making sure we're there in service of our customers. And I think what this time, the recent challenges that we've had this year have really shown is that there's a lot that customers need in terms of help from us in this moment, and we've been able to step into that. So I think what we're starting to see is that people can understand that we're a bit more, you know, we're more on their side, and we're really trying to help both individuals and the country more broadly through this challenging time. So we've started to see some of that positively come back, which is good to see.
Now, again, when we look at trust, we talk about legacy, particularly over the last 20, 30 years, as sort of banks have evolved and ended up having to support the community in different ways. What are the sort of themes and points that you've taken when you've looked at refreshing the brand, for instance? You don't necessarily want to throw the baby out with the bathwater, do you, when you come to actually playing around with the brand, because it's so important?
Absolutely. I think to that point, Danny, our brand is incredibly well recognised by almost all Australians. And so it's really important to understand where the real equity sits and the familiarity. So thinking about how we're going to refresh the brand, we did a lot of work with customers to make sure that we retain everything that is good, that's familiar, and there's real strength and stability that comes from our identity and how customers know us. So we've retained that, but at the same time, we've made a few refinements to really also lean into more of what people want, to demonstrate us really, I guess, being in line with our true purpose and providing a kind of a brighter future for tomorrow, and leaning into that side of the identity and where we want to go. So what you'll see is a evolution, not a revolution, but one that's very much in line with what we think is our purpose and why we're here.
You're talking there also about balance, though, aren't you, as well, in terms of balancing helping people through these challenging times, but also a degree of optimism and hope, because at the end of the day, we're going to come through this, but in what kind of shape? And therefore, what would you expect an organisation like the CBA to do when we're coming through the other side, as you might say?
Yeah, well, I think, Danny, what we really focus on is what is it that our consumers are feeling in this time, and really trying to understand sentiment. And at the end of the day, what is amazing is the Australian spirit is fantastic, and it's very resilient. And we've all been through some of the shocks of what's gone on this year, but at the same time, we come together and we do look for the way out and the solutions, and we do look for that brighter future to kind of bring us back to what we love about this country and the spirit of all Australians.
Mon, thank you so much for joining us today.
Great, thanks for having me, Danny.